Okay, so today we are just going to explain the different parts of Sound School and kind of how it works, just so everyone's on the same page. Does that sound good?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so Sound School is divided into weekly sessions, so we can really have a consistent rhythm and make sure that everyone's making constant progress. And each week is divided into five different aspects, or each week includes five core components.
Yeah, so there are five different sections.
Yeah, more or less. So each week we have video classes, which are awesome. We have two types of audios. One is called one is called pronunciation beats. Beats. And then a new exclusive thing to Sound School 3.0 that you don't even know about that much yet. We have a new, more comprehensive audio called soundtracks.
Yes, that's true. That's super new.
Yeah, it's awesome. We'll explain it. Then we have personal feedback sessions.
Yeah, that I always suffer.
Always suffer, but it's necessary suffering.
And that's cool that you always can come back to this audio and study a lot and practice.
And you can see your progress.
Exactly.
Yeah. As we say in English, no pain, no gain. And then finally, another new thing that we're doing in Sound School 3.0 are weekly challenges.
Yeah, which are me doing the challenges with you guys. So I will be following all the weeks, all the curves, and everything with you.
Course.
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 See?
A curse is like what a witch
Yes.
cast upon you, like Harry
Yeah.
Potter.
Yeah.
So let's dive into each section and explain each one a little bit more. So first, Alexia, we have the video classes, and the video classes are really the meat and potatoes of the course. Ooh, that's a good phrase, meat and potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm hungry. I've been up too long. Do you understand what that means when I say meat and potatoes?
It's like the principal dish is the most amazing thing of the
Yeah, not necessarily the most amazing, but the most important, the core fundamental part of the
Yeah.
course, the meat and potatoes. So, more or less, the video classes are these really short videos in which I explain a sound or a linguistic concept or something about conversation, pronunciation, stress, whatever. These videos are really funny because I've been recording them in secret for like 4 years. So sometimes I have like a really big beard. Sometimes I'm in a cabin. Sometimes I'm in a friend's apartment. And it's pretty funny. Anyway, the important thing with these videos is to understand the concept. So we are introducing a lot of new ideas in Sound School, a lot of things you've never heard before. So it's really important to understand what we're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly. And for me, the most important thing is you have like speed options. So you can, how do I say like delay? No, it's not delay.
You can turn up the speed
Turn
or slow
up
down the speed.
or slow down. So you can turn up at the maximum is 2 times the normal speed, or you can.
Yeah, you can go 2x where I'm like, hey guys, what's up? It's Foster from English No Crew. How are you doing today? We're talking about the R sound. Or if you're having trouble understanding everything, you can slow down the
Yeah,
speed.
so you can like challenge yourself to speed up and try to understand a very fast conversation. Or if you are having a lot of trouble, you can speed down. So it's pretty cool.
Slow down.
Slow down, sorry.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, and we also include all of the text. We don't do subtitles because I think subtitles, legendas são uma bosta.
Sim.
But we do include all of the English text below if you need the text. Okay, Alexia, so the next part of the course are the audios, which I guess would be the potatoes or something. I don't know. But we have two types of audios, pronunciation beats and soundtracks. The pronunciation beats. The idea with the beats is really to isolate sounds and to develop muscle memory. So imagine, Alexia, when you're a baby, what do? Right? You listen to your parents and...
You repeat.
Yeah. You just listen and repeat. And at first you're like, mamãe, mamãe, água, mamãe, água, querer, água. And then with time, you start getting better and better and better. At first, you suck at it. You're really bad at it. But after a few years of listening and repeating, you speak your native language perfectly with the perfect accent.
Yeah. And the really, really cool thing about pronunciation bits is that at first, it will be very, very awkward to listen to it and to repeat. And you don't know if you're doing it right. But honestly, you just need to listen and repeat. Listen and repeat. There is nothing else there. So you are doing a huge progress. You will be making a huge progress only doing that.
We say just making, I would say making a lot of progress.
Yeah. And it's pretty, pretty cool. It's one of our favorites. How can I say that? Tools?
Yeah, sure. Really, the idea is just to identify the sounds that you're having difficulties with, because at first you will think, oh, yeah, that's an easy sound. I'm pronouncing that right. But when you have it to a beat and it's isolated, you recognize, like, holy shit, I've been pronouncing this sound wrong for my entire life.
And you can download this and listen to it offline. You don't need to be on internet connection.
Yeah. So you don't have to waste any data. And the idea of putting them to a beat is, obviously, there's a lot of science that suggests music stimulates memory, but it's simple. Just think about your favorite song, Alexia. What's a song you like?
Somewhere over the rainbow.
See, Alexia can immediately sing that song. She always sings during our podcast. But what is a famous speech you like?
Famous speech?
Or poem or essay or anything.
Ah.
Yeah. It's much more difficult to memorize things when they're not in music. So the musicality of things just really helps you develop and commit things to memory. Cool?
Cool.
Okay, the next part of the course, soundtracks.
This one I don't know yet.
Yeah, so this is something I've been working on in private, and these are just more advanced and complete dialogues than the pronunciation beats, but the idea is the same. You listen and repeat, but they're full dialogues. We are using high-frequency vocabulary. We are using things that you are actually going to use in real life.
Maybe it's all about the script that you had to know.
It really is creating your script for you. But the reason I really wanted it to include a more comprehensive audio component to Sound School 3.0 is because I really believe if you do not understand and if you cannot reproduce a word in an auditory context, then you do not know that word.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So, for example, if you look at a word on a piece of paper, like throughout, and you recognize that word, and you're like, ah, throughout, a través de. But if I just say something to you like, yeah, Alexia, throughout the day, I just had a lot of problems. And if you don't understand that, or if you can't give me an intelligent answer in response, then you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True that.
You got to call bullshit when you see it. A lot of people think they know a lot more words than
call
they do.
Call BS. BS.
Yeah, BS. Sorry. Family friendly. Anyway, the last most important thing, maybe. Yeah, they're all important. Personal feedback sessions. So each week, we give you the opportunity to submit, to record and submit an audio, sometimes a video, and send this audio directly to us.
Yes, it's to check your progress during that week.
Yeah. So one quick thing, I say progress. Most Americans say progress. So the same sound as prato, chato, but you can also say progress.
Okay.
It's British, but
mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah, but essentially we give you activities to record an audio or video, and then I sit down and I listen to your audio or video, and I give you all of my comments and recommendations. I tell you what you're doing right. I tell you what you're doing wrong, how to correct your mistakes, and it just makes the process so much faster.
Yes, and that's our way to let you know that you're not going to be alone doing sound school at all. You always have Foster with you and me with the challenges, which are going to be the next point.
Yeah, but the personal feedback session is just one more thing. This is something that we are personally really proud of because I don't know of any other language schools that do this. And you need precise feedback. So most people just say, oh, talk to native speakers. We say that all the time. Conversation is great, but native speakers in general are terrible teachers. So if you're speaking to a native speaker and they say like, oh, I don't understand you, that doesn't help, right? Or if they say, oh, no, you're saying it like this, you should say it like this, right? Like if you're saying, oh, we're going to the beach, but you say bitch, and they're like, no, 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 say beach, and you cannot hear the difference between those two sounds, that doesn't really help you.
Yeah.
So you need someone to say exactly what you're doing with your mouth, how to fix it, and that precision, that concise feedback it's priceless.
It's priceless, and it's all about fostering you.
Exactly. Okay, so the last and perhaps the part that I'm most excited about with Sound School 3.0 is finally we have weekly challenges. So this is the fun part. So each week we give you some kind of crazy challenge that is the idea is to really get you outside of your comfort zone. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes the challenge will just be recording a video about something. Or sometimes you will analyze an audio. Sometimes we'll make you tell jokes. Sometimes we work with music, poetry, comedy, other podcasts. We're going to do a lot of cool things.
That's right. And I will be, how can I say, like, under the light with you?
Yeah, you could say under the light. Honestly, I would just say, and I'll be in it with you.
Yeah, I'll be in it with you.
You could say I'm on the battlefield with you.
Yes.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things about Sound School 3.0 is I'm making Alexia do all of these things for the first time. So it's super advanced, and Alexia's my girlfriend. I love her very much, but sometimes I just let her mistakes, I just let them pass. But with Sound School 3.0, this shit is getting serious.
So no excuses. If I'm doing, you do it.
Yeah, but the challenges, the course, they'll be really, really fun. They'll make sure that you're constantly motivated, constantly pushing yourself outside of your limits, outside of your comfort zone. Anything else you want to add, Alexia?
No, I am fine. I'm really excited and I really want to start right now because... So, like I'm saying, I'm doing it everything with you guys.
Yeah, and we are starting right now, today, Wednesday, September 12th. Sound School is available.